Welcome to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manor Lodge School Podcast, Series 7, Episode 2. That intro music you just heard then was created on GarageBand by Lily and Aria in Year 4. And now here's what's coming up on this week's episode. We have an update from our Year 5s on their residential visits and an explainer on our Manor Lodge School Gold Book. We hear about the recent sightings of the Northern Lights, some facts about the London Marathon, a favourite crumble recipe, superhero powers, World Europe Day, and the top 10 movies for kids. Let's get started with our Year 5s, who have been away this week on their residential trip to Treyan Outdoor Education Centre in Wales. Here are both Harry's, Debare and Noah, with Mr. Kitley with an update all the way from Wales.
Right, so guys, we just finished our Year 5 residential to Treyan. So on the way back, so we're going to ask you a couple of questions about your week. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, Harry, we'll start off with you. What was your favourite activity to do this week and why?
My favourite activity was gorge walking because we got to slide down waterfalls, climb underneath waterfalls and go on like river rapids. And it was really fun.
Anyone else have a different favourite activity? Yeah, go on.
My favourite activity was caving because the caves were really cool and there was so big in it.
That's really good, guys. What? So apart from obviously the main activities, what other things did you do while you were there?
We made our packed lunches and we learned how to wash plates and do our beds.
So kind of like household chores, skills, things like that. A little bit of self-reliance, independence. Yeah. What about you, Harry? What else did you do?
We also were allowed to play football, and we were put into our dorms.
Did you find anything about the week challenging or more difficult? Maybe more difficult than you thought, perhaps.
So at the start of the week, we had to make our beds. We had to put the sheets on the mattresses, and like make the mattresses. It was super hard. It took me like 10 minutes.
But you slept well in the end.
Yes, very.
What about any of the activities? Were they sort of more difficult than you thought, less difficult than you thought? Any thoughts?
I think sometimes in gorge walking caving, it was hard to climb over the rocks.
What was the caving like? Was it scary? Was it exciting? What sort of words would you use to describe it?
It was exciting.
Yeah. Good stuff. And then, so in the evenings, what sort of things did you do?
We had to like... on Thursday and Wednesday we had a tuck shop and like where you could buy stuff with your £10 that you're supposed to have.
Also, we had evening activities. So one day there were these electronic like key scanners. You had to insert a key and it was like a treasure hunt and you had to find all the different scanners.
And we also had map orienteering where we had to find objects around Treyan.
Brilliant, that sounds really good, guys. Would you recommend this trip to like next year's Year 5, do you think?
Yes, definitely.
It's amazing. A resounding yes. Well done.
Well, that's fantastic. They all sound like they had a brilliant time, but definitely in need of a well-earned rest. So I hope they rest up and recuperate this weekend. Next, we have Suriana in Year 4 to tell us about the prestigious Manor Lodge Gold Book.
Hello, my name is Suriana, and today I'm going to tell you about the Gold Book we have at Manor Lodge. The Gold Book is an award that we have every Friday where one, maybe two people in your class get to go on stage and a head teacher, Mrs. Lobo, gets to shake their hand and say congratulations to the people who won. You can get in the Gold Book from nursery and onwards all the way to Year 6. You can get in the Gold Book for being kind to your classmates, having good manners and being a helping hand. After that, the teachers give you a Gold Book certificate with your name in it and why you got it. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and I hope I told you why and how we have the Gold Book. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Excellent. Yes, a high honour indeed to be named in the Manor Lodge Gold Book on a Friday. Now, did you know World Europe Day was marked last week? Nope, it was news to me too. Fortunately, we have Noah, Nate and Ezra from Year 4 to tell us all about it.
Hello, and our names are Ezra,
Nate
and Noah.
And today we'll be sharing news about World Europe Day, which happened on May the 9th. Here are some facts about some countries and World Europe Day itself.
The world's smallest and biggest countries are in Europe. They are Vatican City, which is the smallest, and Russia is the biggest.
World Europe Day occurs every year on the 9th of May.
In Brussels, the EU institution holds an open doors day and its employees are given a day off from work unless the European Parliament is in session.
In school, World Europe Day can be celebrated by learning about all the countries in Europe.
World Europe Day was introduced to Europe in 1985 by, drumroll please, Giusto Gasperi, Robert Schuman, Jean Monnet and Comrade Adenu.
6. The values of World Europe Day are unity, democracy and diversity.
Here's a joke on Europe.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
Europe who? Ah. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And make sure to rate, like and subscribe and tell your friends.
Well, there you go. Another significant recent event was the rare local sighting of the Northern Lights. Did you see them? Layla and Suryan have teamed up to tell us all about them.
Hello, my name is Layla.
And my name is Suryana.
Today we're going to talk about the Northern Lights that happened on Friday the 10th of May
and Saturday the 11th of May. But on Saturday, they were very faint.
We have a little tip on how to see them next time. Get your phone and face it at the sky.
You may see a bit of colour in the sky. Also look up because you can see other colours. Look north.
The main three colours we found in the Northern Lights are
green, blue and purple, although other colours like pink can also occasionally appear. The green we see in the aurora is a characteristic of oxygen,
while hints of purple, blue, green or pink are caused by nitrogen.
Auroras are brilliant ribbons of light weaving across the Earth's northern or southern polar regions.
These natural light shows are caused by magnetic storms that have been triggered by solar activity,
such as solar flares, explosions on the sun, or coronal mass ejections, ejected gas bubbles. We saw the Northern Lights
through our windows near the top of our houses.
Last Friday, I saw the Northern Lights around 10 o'clock at night outside my bedroom window.
My mum went outside and placed her phone upwards and got great views on seeing it. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
We hope you saw the Northern Lights.
Bye!
To also mark the recent London Marathon, Noah Harry, Dabari and Harry found some fun facts about it.
Hi, I'm Noah.
I'm Harry J.
I'm Dabare.
And I'm Harry T. And today we're going to be talking about fun facts about the London Marathon.
The event has raised over £1 billion for charity since 1981. The London Marathon is recognised as the largest annual fundraising event globally. Its participants raise millions of pounds for various charities every year, making a significant impact on communities and organisations worldwide.
Jeremy Mallard set the Guinness World Record for fastest marathon dressed as a mythical creature with a time of 3 hours, 26 minutes and 38 seconds.
A record number of people have taken part in the London Marathon on 2024. More than 50,000 people have run through the capital on what was a dry and bright day with temperatures up to 12 degrees Celsius.
Gillette was the first ever sponsor of the race. The next sponsor was Mars, and after the decision was made to pay the elite athletes, increasing the funding amount that was needed.
It is the largest marathon in the world,
with over 53,700 finishers in 2024 and 840,318 applicants for the 2025 events. Founded by athletes Chris Basher and John Disley in 1981, it is typically held in April, although it moved to October for 2020, 2021 and 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Becky Lafford set the Guinness World Record for the fastest marathon wearing Wellington boots with a time of 3 hours, 59 minutes and 57 seconds.
Famous faces have taken part included comedian and TV representer Ramesh Ranganathan, who was running for suicide prevention charity campaign against living miserably, and actress Ruth Wilson. Comedian Joel Dommett ran in the piranha costume first worn by this year's Masked Singer winner, McFly's Danny Jones.
There is a special club called the Ever Present Club, consisting of runners who have completed every single London Marathon since its launch in 1981. These dedicated individuals are recognised for their commitment to the event year after year.
In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the London Marathon introduced a virtual edition, allowing participants to run the marathon remotely anywhere in the world. This virtual format enabled runners to still take part in phase runs for charity while adhering to social distancing guidelines.
The London Marathon has seen participants from members of the British royal family. In 2017, Prince Harry attended the event and presented medals to the winners. Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge also support various charities associated with the marathon.
In addition to the traditional marathon distance, the London Marathon also hosts wheelchair races, showcasing the inclusivity of the event and providing opportunities to athletes with disabilities to compete at the highest level.
Thank you. The London Marathon is not just about individual achievements, but also about the teamwork. In 2016, a group of 34 runners set a world record for the most runners linked together to complete a marathon. They ran the entire course while tied together.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Next, we have Lily from Year 4 to tell us all about the best superpowers.
Hi, I'm Lily. Today, I'll tell you all the powers a superhero can have. Invisibility, night vision, super speed, water, air, fire, earth and plants, crafting and fixing, shape-shifting, weather, flying, talking to animals, and the best of them all, a mix of every power. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye!
Layla and Fiore were inspired by a recent outdoor learning lesson where they made crumble to look into what they think is the best recipe.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
And I'm Layla.
At school, a few weeks ago, we made rhubarb crumble in outdoor learning.
And we quite liked it, so we made our own crumble recipe.
First, wash your hands.
Please get some flour, butter and sugar.
Then, mix a bit of each in a bowl.
There's no specific amount of each ingredient, just put as much as you think.
So you use your hands to mix it. Do that until it starts looking yellow and crumbly.
Don't make the mistake I did and put too much butter and sugar, or it gets too sweet and turns into dough and it's crumble.
Next, add oats and cinnamon. To make sure you have put enough cinnamon, maybe you will be able to smell it. Just remember this is optional.
Now, carefully with a spoon, not a teaspoon, and carefully pour it into an amount which you think is suitable for your crumble.
Please do not pat your crumble, as you will have to do the crumble texture again.
Now, get your fruits. We have chosen some recommended fruits from both of us.
Strawberries,
sliced banana,
blueberries,
dried raspberries,
cherries,
and apple. Now, get an oven-proof bowl which is suitable for your crumble, then put your fruit in.
Please make sure that you cut the fruits, which are suitable for cutting.
Please be aware that these are recommended, so you don't have to do the fruits we chose. Even we didn't do some of the fruits.
Now, put the fruits in the oven-proof bowl and put the crumble on top. Please make sure that your crumble is on top of the fruit evenly.
Put the crumble in the oven for 45 to 50 minutes. If you see your crumble have that golden yellow texture, then you can take it out.
While the crumble is cooking, you can melt chocolate or marshmallow.
When the crumble is ready, you can pour them on, but don't forget to melt the chocolate and marshmallow.
Lastly, wait 5 or 10 minutes, and you can put the icing sugar on top. This is optional.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Now it's over to Imani in Year 6 with a rundown of some of the best movies for kids.
Hi, my name is Imani and welcome to my part of the podcast. Today I'm going to be telling you the top 10 movies for kids. At number 10 we have Spy Kids, about two young kids who become spies in an attempt to save their parents. Number 9 is Migration, which is an amazing movie in my opinion. Features a family of mallards who try and convince their overprotective father to go on a vacation of a lifetime and attempt to migrate from New England through New York to Jamaica. I think this is a funny and amazing movie for families. At number 8 we have Zootopia, which is funny and I would definitely recommend. Now, at number 7 we have one of my personal favourites, Wonka. With dreams of opening a shop in a city renowned for its chocolate, a young and poor Willy Wonka discovers that the industry is run by a cartel of greedy chocolatiers. At number 6 we have The Incredibles, about a family of superheroes trying to save their town. Made ages ago in 2004, and it's still one of the best movies ever. Can you believe it? Next, for 5, we have Monster Inc., full of comedy and adventure. I really love and enjoy watching it. This movie was made even before The Incredibles in 2001. Now, for number 4, it's Elemental. In a city where fire, water, land and air live together, a fiery young woman and a go-with-the-flow guy discover something elemental. How much they actually have in common. Next, for number 4 is Mrs. Doubtfire. Troubled that he has little access to children, divorced Daniel Hillard hatches an elaborate plan with help from his creative brother Frank. He dresses as an old British woman and convinces his ex-wife, Miranda, to hire as a nanny. Mrs. Doubtfire wins over the children and helps Daniel become a better parent. Number 3 is Despicable Me, a funny and family film about a former supervillain turned secret agent named Gru. His adoptive daughters, Margot, Edith and Angie's, and his yellow-coloured minions. Now, at number 2 we have The Parent Trap, one of my favourite movies. Identical twins, Hailey and Annie, are separated after the parents' divorce. Years later, they discover each other at a summer camp and decide to switch places in an effort to reunite their parents. Finally, at 1 is Lion King. As a cub, Simba is forced to leave the Pride Lands after his father Mufasa is murdered by his wicked uncle Scar. Years later, he returns as a young lion to reclaim his throne. That's all for today. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
And that just about wraps things up for this week. All that's left is our outro music, which was created on GarageBand by Suri and Suriyan in Year 4. We'll look forward to bringing you the next edition of the Manological Podcast next week. Thanks very much for listening.
Podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.